بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are inshallah one day away from Ramadan al-Kareem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us Ramadan in good health and iman, and to enable us to make the best out of it, inshallah. We spoke about many things to do with Ramadan. The final thing I want to say is that in the middle of the ayats relating to Ramadan al-Kareem in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if my slave asks about me, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I am close to him. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانَ, let him ask me whatever he likes and I will give it, I will respond. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي, therefore, let him obey me. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي, let him have iman in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ, so that he may be among the rightly guided. Now, if you think about this, the position of this ayah, where it is Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, entirely logical and understandable, because the purpose of Ramadan is to increase the taqwa in the individual. Kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have prescribed this fasting in order that you may become muttaqun. So when a person starts fasting and starts living his life according to the meaning of fasting. One of my shuyukh, he used to say, did you enter Ramadan or did Ramadan enter you? I think that is an important thing. We entering Ramadan is nothing. I mean, this is the calendar will change. As long as you are alive, Ramadan will happen. But did Ramadan enter you? Meaning, did the spirit of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu enter my heart? That is what is the meaning of taqwa. Taqwa is never to displease the one that you love the most. Taqwa is to fear to displease the one we love the most. The fear of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taqwa. So therefore, Ramadan comes to increase that. Ramadan comes to bring that, to instill that, to inculcate that and to increase that. And therefore, the whole concept of did Ramadan enter me or did I enter Ramadan? Now, when the person, and we ask Allah to make us among them, and simply making this dua is not enough. This is a very standard thing. When I say we ask Allah to make us among them, everybody says Ameen. And then you go and see, there is nothing, 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 nothing has changed in their lifestyles. They still do the same nonsense. So what is the Ameen for? So this Ameen and all that is no use, right? You have to, if you really mean Ameen, then you have to go do something about it. So we ask Allah to make us among those who are muttaqun. Now obviously, when a person's consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu increases, his shauk and his desire to meet Allah, to know Allah, also increases. And when he has this urge, and when he has this desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is saying, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Now the person has only asked about Allah. وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. He has only asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying, I am close to him. Just asking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala itself, Allah is saying, I am close to him. Now this also relates with the hadith Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when my slave comes to me the distance of a hand span, which we Urdu mein balish is called. One balish, Allah said, I come to him the distance of a arm length. The length of the arm. And he says, if my slave comes to me walking, I come to him running. Imagine this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between and what we know and what we don't know. He says, when my slave comes to me walking, I come to him running. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the slave and the fact that he seeks forgiveness so much. And to illustrate, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this example. He mentioned a story. He said there was this man who was traveling in the desert alone with his camel and all his possessions on this camel. And he got tired, so he stopped under a tree. He lay down to sleep under this tree. There's one single tree in the middle of the desert. And while he was asleep, this camel wandered off somewhere, went away. And when the man woke, there's no camel. Now, that is a death sentence, because without the camel, the man is finished. He's dead. He can't walk out of the desert. That camel has his food, has water, has possessions, everything else. He is a dead man. Now, with this sense of despair, he tried to look for the camel and saw no signs of the camel anywhere. With this sense of despair, he came and sat down under this tree again. And he thought, I am finished, I am dying. And in that process, he again fell asleep. And when he woke up, the camel is standing in front of him. The camel came back. So, the camel was standing in front of him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the man was so happy that he started saying, Oh Allah, you are my slave, I am happy with you. Oh Allah, you are my slave, I am happy with you. I mean, in trying to thank Allah, he is so happy, he has gone crazy with happiness that he's changed the order of words. Instead of saying, Oh Allah, I am your slave and you be pleased with me, he said, Oh Allah, you are my slave, I am pleased with you. Now, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that is the level of pleasure that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala feels. Of course, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is beyond all this terminology of fields and so on and so forth, because Allah is Allah. But just to give you an example of how the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Allah said, I am qareeb. So therefore, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close to us, what must we do? We must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the full yaqeen, insha'Allah al-musta'an, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening. Allah promised to give, therefore He will give. But Allah put two conditions. And what are the two conditions? Allah said, obey me and have iman in me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. So that is very important. It's very important for us to understand this. We seem to live lives which are full of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until we get into trouble, then we ask Allah. Now of course, if somebody is doing that also, I won't say there is no problem, but obviously if he is in trouble, who will he ask? So he has to ask Allah. So let him ask Allah, inshallah may Allah give him. But I am saying that is not a sensible way of living. We know Allah, we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who obeys Allah in plenty, Allah will remember him when he has trouble. When somebody is happy, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will remember him when he is in difficulties. So therefore, let us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the test of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to see if we are living according to the sunnah. Because the standard that Allah gave us is the sunnah. So what is the test of obedience? Test of obedience is, am I on the sunnah? If you are on the sunnah, inshallah, then you are obeying Allah. The reason I'm saying that is because sometimes we can fall into the trap of doing things, thinking that they are the obedience of Allah, but actually they can be things which are very far away. What are all bid'at, for example? All bid'at are things that people do, considering them to be obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but actually they are haram. So somebody is doing something, thinking it is obedience of Allah, but actually this thing is haram. So what is the safety? What is the criterion? The criterion is to say, if I am doing something for the pleasure of Allah, if I am doing something thinking it is the obedience of Allah, let me check whether Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also did it. If he did that, then I am fine, alhamdulillah, no problem, because I am following the sunnah. The sunnah is the safety measure, the sunnah is the criterion, the sunnah is the safety net, it is the standard against which we must compare every amal of ours. every speech of ours. Today people like to talk about, I'm this big alim, this, that, I'm writing so many books. You don't know that ghibat is haram. All the time you are bad-talking people, all the time you are talking about people, all the time. So you don't even know that ghibat is haram and you call yourself an alim. What is this? So that is why standard is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي and have iman on me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ so that you may be rightly guided. What is the first dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَسِرِينَ Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, our mother and father, when they went out of Jannah, when Allah sent them into this earth to populate this earth and to establish His law on this earth, He gave them the key to return to Jannah. Because that is where we should go back. That is our home, inshallah al-musta'an. And that key is what? Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. I remind myself and you, that we are coming into the month of Ramadan, let us begin Ramadan with this. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Begin Ramadan with the key to Jannah, because in Ramadan the doors of Jannah are open, the doors of Jahannam are shut. Let us open the door of Jannah with the key to Jannah, which is رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ which is istighfar and tawbah. O Allah, we have committed the sin. O Allah, we have done zulm on ourselves. O Allah, we have transgressed against ourselves. And if you do not forgive us, we will be among the losers. This is the dua. This is the first dua. This is the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam and his wife Hawa alayhi salam, our mother and father, for them to come back to Jannah. And then of course all the other du'as of the Qur'an, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ رَبَّنَا تَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنَا بِالصَّالِحِينَ ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين آمين يا رب العالمين. All of these and more are du'as for us to make. So Ramadan is the month for du'a. Ramadan is the month where, as I said yesterday, it's a month for us to change our priorities in life, to change our lifestyles. Let us let Ramadan enter us and never leave, because we will enter Ramadan, and if we live, then we will also leave Ramadan. And if you only enter Ramadan and leave Ramadan, then there is Ramadan has been wasted. Let Ramadan enter us. Let us make sure that we completely change our lives and make them totally obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stop fooling ourselves. Face the fact that one day we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. Just yesterday, in one day, I received two death notices. One 40-year-old person and another person in the late 60s or something like this. Same day, two notices. May Allah forgive them and grant them jannatul firdaus ala nabi ghairi hisab. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.